Good morning. Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. You know the drill. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. And of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za. Most elegant laptops are a riff off of Apple. HP's new Spectre X360 walks its own path, however. The elegant svelte black and gold casing is upmarket and rich looking without being ostentatious. Not sure how they pulled that off, but they certainly did. This is a powerhouse. It is top spec. They have a great use of hexagonal cut rear corners with the resulting power switches and additional USB-Cs at 45 degrees to the laptop itself, and all done out of CNC milled aluminium. Very beautiful. It converts to a tablet by hinging the screen all the way back. Now, I must say, on a personal note, I never liked the solution, as I feel one day I'll clumsily rip the keys off. When you've got it folded back, the keys are exposed. Not that I've ever heard of this being a problem, and the inset that the keys have should certainly help. Just for the record, it has a great trackpad, but it's all about the multi-touch 13.3 touchscreen with ultra-thin bezels, better than an Apple Air, I must say. Excellent battery life. You're looking at a 22-hour life, and even on video, they're claiming 20 hours. I didn't manage to keep my eyes open that long, and your mileage may vary, but I've got to say it's a reasonable expectation. It does have a fast charge, and you're looking at a 50% charge in about 30 minutes, all on USB-C. It has a fingerprint security sensor. Another feature I loved on the bottom are rubberized parallel bars that run the length of the base, and it lets it sit firm on a counter with no clatter. Nice one there. Loads of ports. I have to say, you've got the USB-C, but unusually with USB-C dominated machines, you get a USB-A as well, so you don't need a dongle hanging off for your old things that just work on the old USB standard, and you get a micro USB card slot too. The anti-reflective display is a winner, and I have to say, the way the laptop folds, it is probably the best device you could use on an aeroplane. If you do a sort of tent fold where you're supporting it using the edges of the screen and the keyboard as the legs, you've really got a lovely self-supporting screen without having the keys, which you wouldn't want to use on an aircraft if you were watching content or reading content. Great. It's a good implementation of Windows, particularly the switching from tablet to laptop modes. But this is, I must note, an executive toy. You're looking at around 35,000 Rand for a fully specced up and fast i7. And it really should be delivering at that price, but the point is it does. The highlights for me are the physical toggle for the video camera. No more naked partners doing a slow walk by on your Zoom call. Bang and Olufsen sound, and at 1.3 kilograms, if you want the best laptop you can get and you don't want to go the Apple route, this should really be near the top of your shortlist. That's it for me this week, and we've been talking about the Hewlett-Packard, or HP as it's better known now, Spectre X360, and you can get it at all the major online retailers. And if you've got questions or to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, otherwise the podcast @fmr.co.za.